It's been in the works for more than 4 years, and just last week, the newest Treasure Valley YMCA, known as The Hill, opened its doors. Now, this isn't just any Y. This Y campus will serve as a hub for a number of partners that include the Meridian Library District, West Ada School District, the City of Meridian, and St. Luke's Health System. Hillside Elementary School opened at capacity in 2016, and on Friday, the South Meridian Y and Hillside Park, which is a 10-acre park next to the facility, officially opened. So what makes this Y so special? It's more than just a place to exercise. It also houses child development space, St. Luke's Center for Lifestyle Medicine, school-based health centers, and a small library that will focus on early development. Here to talk to me today about this major undertaking and what it means for the Treasure Valley are Meridian Mayor Tammy DeVeard, Mike Kapuscinski, Executive Director of South Meridian YMCA, and Pat Lara, the Administrator for Heart and Vascular at St. Luke's Health Systems. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Let's start with the concept behind The Hill. How did this come to be, Mayor Tammy?
I think that it really starts first with a special gift. And we had Marty Hill and Dixie Cook, who live out there. They wanted to gift land that has been in their family for over a century. And that gift really kicked off something really big and special and in a collaborative partnership that I think is unique and a first of its kind in this country.
And that's what I was going to say. This isn't just unique to Idaho. This idea is really kind of unique to the United States, where all of these partners have come together. And Pat, how did St. Luke's decide to get involved with this?
You know, St. Luke's was involved in the early conversations about community partnerships as part of a population health strategy that we're undertaking. And the YMCA and the City of Meridian seemed like a good fit for that strategy. St. Luke's does sick care very well, the well care piece of it. We need community partners in order to be able to implement.
And then, of course, the why. Mike, tell me about what makes this YMCA campus so unique.
Well, as you mentioned, Gemma, it is unique because it is the only one of its kind in the country. But you did ask earlier, why the partnerships? What makes this place so special? And really, when you look at every single one of the partners here, we all do the things we do really well. But when we combine together at The Hill, we achieve a whole new level of delivery of our services. So we support each other. It's a magnifier for what we can do. And so that partnership, the partnership with the City of Meridian, with the school district, with St. Luke's, with the library, creates a space that not only is unique, but does exactly what the YMCA has been about for 127 years in this valley, which is find what the community needs and answer those needs for the community. Together, we can answer more needs.
Why was it so important to have an elementary school attached to this YMCA?
From a population health standpoint, you know, if we take care of folks who've already had a heart attack or bypass surgery, we're a little late to the game. Getting to kids early on and impacting their health behaviors at that point is key to being successful. And being able to do that in collaboration with other partners just makes it increasingly powerful.
And The Hill has opened in segments. First, it was the elementary school. Then on Friday, it was the actual Y facility and then Hillside Park. And then, Pat, the St. Luke's part will be opening, what, within the month, correct?
The first part is the Department of Lifestyle Medicine that will open in mid-June. And then the school-based clinic will be opening with the school year in the fall.
So tell me about the Lifestyle Medicine Center, but then also the school-based clinic, because that's pretty unique to an elementary school to have something like that right there on campus.
So the Department of Lifestyle Medicine is a strategy to treat the root causes of chronic conditions. The World Health Organization estimates that 80% of the chronic disease burden in the world can be attributed to just a handful of lifestyle factors. not moving enough, not getting enough exercise, not eating well, not controlling and managing your stress, poor sleep habits, and toxins like alcohol and tobacco. So we understand that those things play a big role in the development of things like diabetes and heart disease, but they also contribute to many forms of cancer. So right now we are in a reactive stance. You get cancer, we're really good at treating it. Unfortunately, that treatment comes with consequences that most people don't like. So why don't we try and get in front of that? Why don't we try and avoid that cancer in the first place? So as a healthcare organization, St. Luke's is committed to trying to get in front of a lot of these chronic conditions.
And I was going to say, sorry to interrupt, but would that also be where the why comes in the sense that, you know, they can go to this Department for Lifestyle Medicine, find out, you know, you need to exercise more. You have the why right there, correct,
yeah,
right. Mike?
Yeah, and so it's not just about exercise. Exercise is a part of what we call healthy living, or, you know, individuals' health is unique to every single one of those individuals. And similarly to Luke's, the Y has been doing work along preventative care for a variety of diseases, pre-diabetes, making sure that folks stay clear of that, working with folks that already are suffering with chronic disease. And so, again, when you look at this partnership and the spaces that we share, we can address mm-hmm. the health of the overall population better.
And then if you're helping kids
clinic. So here's this other piece, right? Why is it so important to have the school there? One of the cornerstones of what we do at the Y is youth development. And much like what Pat was saying, the sooner you have access to a population, the more impact you get. You know, where Luke's is focused on the health, and West Ada School District and the libraries are focused on literacy and understanding of school, we at the Y kind of fill in the missing piece, which is making sure that when they leave school, when they leave the library, when they're not at the doctor's, they get to make new friends and they learn new skills and they get more physical activity and they get to learn our core values. And, well, at the end of the day, they are more prepared to go back to school and they can address their health issues better because they've worked with us and Luke's, and they have more literacy skills build up because there is a library on site. And so that's why it's so important to be there right next to the school.
And we think that most importantly, all lessons are learned on the playground.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, I have to bring this up. My wife gave me this thing a long time ago, and I don't even know who wrote it. But I just shared this with my team the other day. And I think it's so applicable to what we do as a partnership at The Hill. And it says, be a kid. See a problem, make a decision. Challenge yourself. Lead the way, help others, be the difference, inspire your community, and be a hero.
And that's what The Hill's doing.
That's exactly what we're doing at The Hill.
I want to tag on to Mike's comment about community because most people know that they're not supposed to smoke. They know that they should exercise regularly and that they should maintain a normal weight. But very, very few people do that. And we know that the thing that allows folks to be successful is that sense of community. Mm-hmm. If they belong mm-hmm. to a community that's supportive of those healthy habits, they will be more successful in the long run. So we want to be able to provide the start and the push and the education to get people on those healthy habits. But we know that the Hill partnership and that sense of community that it'll create will allow them to be successful in the long run.
And very quickly, I want people to know that you opened the Y debt-free.
Yep.
Which is pretty spectacular. Also, building a pool. Can
yes.
you tell me very quickly about when that should be ready to go? Because you have a campaign going, correct, Mike?
We do have a campaign going right now. It's not in its full stages yet. I would say the pool will be here as soon as the community is ready to have a pool and help us build it. Building a pool is expensive. It's not cheap. We have a self-imposed goal of having an aquatic facility there by 2020, not just because it's nice to have a pool, but really because of these things that we already talked about. When you look at changing the health of the community, and aquatics is a really important piece for that, Yeah, it's a fun place where families can come together and play together. But more importantly, it's a place where adults can regain their physical strength and fitness. Kids will learn to swim, which is not only a life-saving skill and something that will protect them for the rest of their lives, it will build them their confidence. There's nothing more confidence-building than mastering a skill you don't know. And it will be a place for people to come together. And we're working on it.
Actually,
and I know the community will support us.
I first became aware of the YMCA through the Aquatic Center. I grew up in Moscow, and we came down here always for swim team meets. So
that's how you learned about it.
Swimming is very important.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. When you talk about addressing the health, here's a stat. We always like to talk about statistics because they're such powerful things. Accidental drowning is the second leading cause of death for kids under 14 in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Idaho hovers between number 2 and number 3 in that grim statistic.
Right, Florida and then Idaho.
Right, and so getting aquatic centers and creating swimming lessons is not just a piece of delivering a services to the family, to the community. It's critical for the health of Idaho that we do that.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today and speaking with me. I've been talking with Mayor Tammy DeVeard of Meridian, Mike Kapuscinski, Executive Director of South Meridian YMCA, and Pat Lara, the Administrator for Heart and Vascular at St. Luke's Health System, talking about the Hill today. What a great project. Thank you for coming in. I so appreciate your time today.